7.
Que estoy odiando porque respiro por la
red.
Treatment for your level of independence. Such as stroke, spinal.
Christmas is long. It's the fun.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving. Slightly drunk. I had one beer and I had just a little bit of Redbreast Irish whiskey too. Just a little bit. But this voicemail is to say, want to wish Janine happy birthday. I already did on the Facebook, but I like saying Janine because it's a really fun name to say all nasally. You know, I like to get nasally. Janine. Well, anyway, I dropped off that beer cider hybrid to Gail, Zach. That's right. She said she'll make sure that Matt gets it. I know, I was too lazy to go across the street to drop it off to Matt. But you know what? I'm kind of like during rush day, I was in between paychecks. So I'm still going to get some of that rush day beer. I am. I'm just going to wait till I get paid, you know? So I didn't want to go over there and like drop something off and not buy something and look like a total douche, you know? But don't worry, I'll show up soon enough and look like a total douche. It's going to happen. But anyway, yeah, I dropped that off. So Gail should give it to Matt, and there's three bottles and they have their names on it. They have every guy's names on it. There's one for the Nick. There's one for the Bearded Brewer. There's one for Mikey. Not the Mikey, just Mikey. He's not the. Other than that, oh, something fun I'm going to make really soon. It's not a cider. It's not a beer cider hybrid. Nope. It's a really hard seltzer. That's right, seltzer. So I kind of have made one, but what I did was I did like the real deal. I force carbonated water with white rum and triple sec. And that was my hard seltzer and it was great, but it was hard. It was really hard. It was like, who knows, like 30% or something. This isn't going to be that high in alcohol. It's probably only going to be like 6.5%. But it should be pretty clear. And I'm thinking about, I could go with a lot of different flavorings. I'm thinking about blackberry. What do you guys think about blackberry? I don't know, I have some other flavorings I might use too. But whatever it's going to be totally artificial because I don't want any color in this thing at all. It has to be clear, right? So it means it has to be fake. So that's what hard seltzer is all about, fake flavors. It's a fake beverage. But it's fun, right? Low in calories, right? All right, well, that's all I really got to say, guys. So Merry Christmas and keep up the great work. And I'm kind of drinking.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Jazz. Merry Christmas. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing holiday. Enjoying time with your families, your loved ones, having some good beer, and hopefully Santa brought you exactly what you wanted, more beer. Yo, but I'm gonna give some shout outs to all those amazing people that join me every Friday, regardless of the hour, man, they show up, we talk shenanigans, we talk beer, and it's a good time with good people. So big shout out to Mark Radar for staying up late, bro. I know you gotta work early the next day, but you hold it down, showing us what's going down in Wisconsin. Of course, my brother Handman and his lovely wife Robin sporting beautiful Snoopy sweaters for us. My boy Kent and Lori holding it down in Seattle. We got Al Green, we got XL, we got Dopey. Shout out to Junior, yo. We got good people. We got Evil Circle. We got 2-Year Beer. We got Montana Jim. Yo, Scotty 91. Represent the East Coast, yo. Homeboy doesn't sleep. Well, sometimes he passes out on camera, but anyways. Shout out to Hoppy Libations, Pop Sound, Colin and Janine, Wazoo, Chef, yo, and thank you to the crew from Perfect Four for joining us every now and then, y'all, blessing us with your appearance, much appreciated. Man, there's so many good people, yo, and I don't want to forget anyone, but if I did, sorry, but yo, thanks for joining. Guys, if you guys ever want to get down, join us every Friday, starting at 5 p.m. PST. Hit me up, Untap, Mr. Jazz, or hit me up on Instagram, JazzPDX. It's easy, y'all, and it's a good time, good people, good beer. That's all you need. I'm out.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Año Nuevo, Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas to everybody, the community, the Perfect Four people, homie, my friends and my family out there. We had good beers, we had good memories, and we have good friends, homie. 2020 was really bad, but as we got through it and we're moving forward, homie, what else can you say? It's just crazy the way things have been, Holmes. It's the Perfect Four community has just made 2020 one of the best years, I guess. One of the best times, homie. You guys have made this year go by so fast and so easy. The beer talk, the beer banter, the tangents, the callers, everybody, man. I just thank everybody. I hope everybody enjoys a beautiful, beautiful Christmas with their loved ones and their families. Some might be from afar on Zoom, but enjoy them to their every last drop, homie. I'm here in my house just going through music. Guess it, just going through whatever I can find that puts me in a good mood because it's Christmas and it's Christmas, homie. Santa's coming, yes, eh? Hopefully I get what I've asked for. I asked for some new pairs of some Laker colored Vans, homes, and some Dodger themed color Vans, that's it. I'm jolly. I got a little buzz. Been sipping on some eggnog with some bourbon. Feeling real good. Santa's coming because I've been a good boy, homie. I've been spreading the cheer and the love and the happiness that he wants. Trying to follow in his footsteps, and I hope we are too. Hug your families, tell them you love them, and spread as much love and cheer as you can. And put your glasses up and say salute to everybody at the Perfect Pour community. Matt, Nick, and Mike, thank you for giving us more fun times together, homie. That's all I gotta say. This is 2-Year Beer, and it's Christmas, and I know nobody's there. It's all voicemails, and I don't know what the hell to do. So I'm trying to get a little creative with the background music, and hopefully it's working. And I just saw mom kiss Santa, homie. Good thing it's my mom and not my wife, because then I would have been fucking pissed. This is 2-Year Beer. You have to watch it, homes. Peace out, eh? What a levato, 2-Year Beer here, Matt, Nick, and Mike. I know it's Christmas, and then next week is New Year's, so we're not back on. I just want to give out a little New Year's resolution, homie. For me to you guys, starting 2021, I'm hoping after the Rona, or when the Rona's demolished and we can go back to normal society, I want to travel more, homes. I do want to visit Maui, have family out in Maui. I've never fucking visited. Why? Because I'm scared of planes, I say. So, not scared of planes, I just scared of the price tag, eh? But, I would like to visit more breweries, local breweries, and actually not just visit and drink, but visit and talk to the employees and the owners, and you know, just get some their history and their ins and outs of how they're doing, homie, after the corona and after the No Rona, homie. So I do want to get out more. I mean, I think we all want to get out more since we've been cooped up at home or just doing takeout. So I do want to visit more local breweries and make friends. That's it. Just make friends with the industry. Try to get my foot in there somehow. Not paycheck wise, but just emotionally, homes, like more supportive, more volunteering, and being more part of the industry by just helping out because of the passion that I have for them. I said, also, I would love to visit Fresno more. I think I've been there three times. Twice I swung by, and once was the last time I was there on the show. But I would really like to go and hang out, you know, maybe have a weekend. And then not really just hitting breweries, but maybe go to one of your guys' pad, homie, and just barbecue and hang out and just have a great conversation and some good beers. You know, nothing freaky, homie. Don't get Mikey, get your head out of the gutter. But, you know, just something like that, homes. Just tie up some loose ends with friends and cheer some glasses. Toast to everybody. It's a new year, 2021, and let's hope things are on a downslide, on an easy way, and let's hope humanity gets better, homie. Less racism and more friendships and more togetherness and less away from each other. On a positive note. So it looks like we're heading in the right direction, and that's about it, homes. It's not political. It's just something the humanity needs, and a lot of healing, homie. So we heal with cheers and toasting some beers, homes. I'm sipping on some Sugar Pine, delicious porter, coconut and vanilla, cocoa and vanilla, homie. Delicious porter. Not that many people make porters anymore. Thank you, Tioga Sequoia, for stepping up. Other than that, this is True Year Beer, and Happy New Year to everybody. Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, and hopefully everybody got what they wanted under that Christmas tree, homie. This is True Year Beer. Ya te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Hey guys, can you hear me? I am drinking this time. This is like my third beer of the day, I think. But I'm like not even halfway through it. So I actually got to see the bearded brewer today. I let him know that Gail and Steven have a surprise from me in store for him. But I picked up the Rush Day. I'm on the second one. I haven't tried all three yet. I'm on rectangle or square. My other one was triangle? I don't remember. I think this one's a little... I'm leaning towards this one, but since I have two of each in a six-pack, my second time around, that's when I'm going to decide which one I think is best. I haven't even gone through all three yet. So it's lots of fun. So if you're able to, get yourself some of this latest Rush Day. Get yourself a six-pack. Yeah, and it's circle, triangle, square. Or maybe it's a rectangle. I think it's a square, though. Pretty sure it's a square. But what is a rectangle but a elongated square anyway, right? It's just not an equal square. Oh, check this out, guys. Oh, you can't see this, but I'm soaking one of my fermenters. It's a clear plastic Fer Monster, 7 gallons. And like about 7-8 inches down from the surface of the soaking water, there's like another layer. It looks like clouds and stuff. It's really trippy. I feel like somebody like slipped some acid in my beer or something. I'm like, ooh, I'm going on a trip here. It's fun. So since this is the episode where it's hostless, and if you're hostless, you might as well be Bibless, as in Mr. Bibless. So I thought I'd sing the Mr. Bibless song. That's right. It's a little parody of a Ozzy Osbourne song. So here we go. Here we go, folks. So this is in the Christmas holiday spirit. Mr. Bibless, why do you not wear a bib? Oh, Mr. Bibless, what if you spill sauce from a rib? That's right, Mr. Bibless. It's me. It's my handle. It's one of my handles. It's my untapped handle. Mr. Bibless. There's also the Mr. Sandman version, too, which is even more cheesy. Oh, Mr. Bibless, yes, please wear a bib. What if you spill sauce from a rib? That's right. Well, anyway, almost out of time. Do we get extra time? Anyway, keep up the great work. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, this is Radar from Wisconsin. Long time, first time. Just want to say Merry Christmas to all you Perfectorians. Thanks, Mikey, Matt, Nick. Thanks, everybody, for the content. Love getting to know you guys on the Perfect Pour Zoom Get-Its on Friday nights. Gets a little foggy at the end of the night and makes Saturday work real fun. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations. I am finally on my way home from work. And, by the time that I'm calling, I've been at work for 10 hours today. Yesterday it was 12 hours. The day before that, it was 10 hours. Tomorrow it's going to be at least 11 hours. Not to mention the Christmas Eve, and Christmas is coming up, and I have a confession. On Christmas Day, it's going to be my last shift working at the brewery. I know what you all are thinking. And yes, I'm leaving the industry. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was really hard. You know, what Hoppy Hubs was telling me before is that, you know, when things were getting tough with my other job, I was searching for a new identity, and I was trying to find that in the beer industry. But I found it working for a church again, and I really like it. And, you know, I really want to enjoy beer again and not think of it as my job. So there's that. And I'm slowly coming to terms with it. I'm going to miss everybody, but it's not like I won't go ahead and make some, appearances every once in a while if they need me. I mean, you know, we're all parting on good terms. Cause there's I'm not jumping ship for anybody else. It's just too much for me, right now. And, so there's that. But, in other news, unlike some of the other Florida reps, I've been keeping up everything. I've been keeping up with all of the Perfect Pour episodes and You're Drinking and Thinking and everything. So I am up to date, and I just am terrible at calling. I think that's my New Year's resolution, to call into the show more often. Because I think that will, I want to talk to you guys more. So to all of my wonderful Perfect Pourians, and to Mikey and Nick and Matt and everybody, have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful, wonderful time. And enjoy your break, guys. It's sad that you won't be talking over my voicemail, but I get it. Some time for the fam. It's about ready to cut me off at 3 minutes. So all I've left to say is keep up the good work, guys. Merry Christmas.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Ho, ho, ho. Perfect Pour. What's up? It's Jay here. Just got off work, and hopefully I make the cutoff. So, for the Christmas week show, I'm going to do lots of voicemail stuff. So, I call in a little bit of every topics we usually do. So, looking at some culture. I was just reading an article a couple hours ago. So, a couple years ago, they put for smaller all breweries, really, they change the excise tax. You know, if you make under 2 million barrels, they charge $350 per barrel and kind of tiered from there. Apparently in the COVID relief bill they just passed, they made that tax cut permanent. So that's some good news for some breweries. Hopefully they keep that around. Well, next would be voicemails, but you know, can't call them, leave a voicemail during my voicemail, so let's skip to some bin pot drinking. So lately I've been drinking a lot of special small release from TF Brewing in Salt Lake, the Hall of Haze, their holiday hazy IPA. Really good stuff. Oh, geez. Well, I guess I should have pulled up my Untappd. But, no, had a Big Bad Baptist from Epic. Whatever. It's not good. one other one. Melvin put out their Sour Series Volume 2. Kind of a tart plum flavor. That's pretty good. And then, looking out for, about a week or so, TF, they're Utah's best brewery, putting out what they name it, Fluffy Nuts. Yep, they're, take on a fluffer nutter stout. So can't wait to give that a shot. I forgot to start a timer, so I'm actually going to hang up and then, be right back with some cheers. So see you in a minute. Okay. How's it going? Jay calling back again to finish it up. So we're going to some cheers. First I pulled on my Untappd real quick. A couple other Bencots. My buddy recently went to Florida, brought back some stuff. Brought back some toppling Goliath, pseudo stew. That was really good. And, he also got me a Parrish Brewing, Ghost in the Machine. That was a damn good beer too. On to cheers. First off, Mike, Nick, Matt, cheers to you guys. Putting out content every week for us, helping us get through our week. Thank you so much for doing the show and keeping it going. Next, got everybody on the Friday night Zoom get it. In this screwed up year, having a chance to get quote unquote together with people, have some beers, talk, have some fun. Definitely helps out a crappy situation we've all been in this year. And along with that, everyone sharing beer and shipping and stuff, helping out, letting everybody else get a taste of, beers from the region they're from. Also this week, Janine, happy birthday. I think that's about it. So to everyone out there, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Do it safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Let's hope next year. Let's hope next year's better. I was gonna say it can't be any worse, but you never know anymore. So. Talk to y'all later.
Delicious.
Okay, Dad, you have to text me this recipe so I could post it, okay? Because that's a lot of ingredients.
Christmas is long. It's the fun.